You tuned into the 2 Points podcast. You know, we took 2 weeks off just to fill you guys in. The laughing start out was because Mike said to me before it started, he said, can we start it with no ums today? So I just had to say just to get it out the way, because we're going to rename it to the 2 Points podcast .com. Is that okay with you, Mike?
Sounds like it works. It would be right.
Yeah, so I know everyone's wondering, where have you guys been? Well, past 2 weeks have been rather eventful. Not the
it wasn't 2 weeks. We only missed one.
We only missed one?
We skipped the week before, you know, the last episode. We recorded one the week before last week, and we missed last week.
Yeah, so it's like the second week.
Well, this is the second, not in a row, though. We didn't miss two consecutive weeks, but that's what it sounded like you were saying. I'm just clearing it up.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for clearing that up, because I'm sure that's what they were concerned with.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Mike turned at his 30th birthday celebration. Very eventful. If you know me, please seek me out and ask for the video. Mike, do you remember anything from that?
I don't remember anything.
Oh, it was great.
At all. I hear it was a good night. I'd appreciate some emails, phone calls, text messages filling me in, because I'm not just saying I don't remember it to protect myself, because I really don't remember. Along with my 30th birthday, someone celebrated their third year. I'll be nice. Their third wedding anniversary. It is
yeah,
three, right?
Yeah, sheesh. Yeah. I took a historical trek on my on this one, and I'll call it the Trail of Tears. You know, as I was just crying as I was realizing how long I've been married.
She's going to listen to this
episode. Yeah, I know. She's going to listen to this episode.
Anything else, she's going to listen to this episode.
Yeah, but all right, enough of our social lives, our fantastic social lives. Let's get right into it. The email up, 2pointspodcast@gmail.com, the number 2pointspodcast. And we actually got an email that I actually taking credit for the idea, but he tends to take credit for my ideas and try to pass them off as his, from Todd, who we are arguing about quarterbacks, and everyone know Mike hates. Who do you hate, Mike?
Several quarterbacks.
Really? Really? You hate Eli Manning.
I trashed Eli Manning.
And everyone knows
well
you're
deserved.
And everyone knows you're off base. You're a Eli hater, Mike, as they say. But we're going to settle the debate. We're going to do like a round of 64, but not actually have 64. You know, round of 64, for those who don't know, NCAA tournament, you know, one and done. And we're going to match up the quarterbacks 1 through 16. And, Mike, you want to explain the rules behind this?
Well, what we did was we took 16 quarterbacks from last season. They started last season and played most of the year, if not all. We sorted them by their quarterback rating through 1 through 16. We omitted rookies, because it's a little unfair, because rookies tend to have an unforeseeable up or downside. One injury could change everything. One great year could change everything. We also kept certain bums out, like Kevin Cobb and Carson Palmer, because, again, they came in. Their situations were different. It was immeasurable exactly. Well, their talent level at this point is immeasurable.
Yeah.
I mean, even though we kind of agree. Well, I'm not going to say I agree, because I know Kevin Cobb isn't going to be anything, even though I wanted him to have a chance. But
here we go with Kevin Cobb. Kevin Cobb. Again. This guy hates Eli Manning, but has a crush on
Kevin Cobb. It was. See, that's a whole other conversation for another time on why he should have been a starting quarterback here. However.
You just love dogs.
Whatever. Made me lose my old train of thought. Like I said, we kept rookies out. We kept certain people out. So we got down to 16 quarterbacks, and they are in order of quarterback rating, and this absolutely stunned me in some cases. Number 1 is Aaron Rodgers. 2 is Drew Brees. 3, Tom Brady. 4, Tony Romo.
Boo.
5, Matthew Stafford. 6, Matt Schaub. 7, Eli Manning.
Your boy.
8, Matt Ryan. 9, Alex Smith. 10, Ben Roethlisberger. Roethlisberger. 11, Philip Rivers. 12, Matt Moore of the Miami Dolphins. 13, Jay Cutler. 14, Mike Vick. 15, Matt Hasselbeck. And 16, Josephine S. Flacco. So.
Yeah, he lost. You could just cross him off the list, you bum.
Now, I know we said something about injuries and missing part of the season, but we still allowed Cutler and Mike Vick in. They have a deeper catalog than some of the other quarterbacks who got injured. So, we could judge them better. So, what we're going to do is we're going to match them up, like in any other bracket. 1 versus 16, 2 versus 15, and so on and so forth. And what we're going to request is, because we tend to not agree on anything.
If you haven't listened to previous episodes.
We're going to ask that you guys and girls, Sakia Dow, email us, Facebook us, tweet us, if you know my personal Twitter. And when I actually set up the Twitter for the show, whatever means of getting in touch with us you can to let us know your thoughts on the round, because we're not going to do the round today. We're going to set up the brackets, but we're not going to do the round.
You know what, Mike? I think we should do one round.
Do the first round?
I think we should do the first round.
We'll do the first round.
Warranted, I did just kind of scrap the plans. I just kind of changed the plan. Whatever. No, because I'm dynamic. That's what Chris Ritter does, or Chris Tradamus does.
Now, here we go. But still, if we bump heads on anything, we're not going to actually pick who won. We're not. We need their vote to break our ties. There's going to be ties.
We can get their vote, but right now, I think the first round we can do.
I think certain people are still. Maybe. So, again, we'd appreciate some commentary, some feedback. Appreciate some feedback on this even after the first week. And then once you start to see the picture of the second round, again, feedback will be necessary.
I think 30 turns you soft.
Anyway, so first. We'll have Aaron Rodgers versus Joe Flacco. And this is mostly an opinion thing. We're not talking about stats, win records, years in the league, draft choice. None of that. It's mostly opinion on how we've watched them play and how we feel as though they can play. And I guess, would we take them? Or as one of our proposed awards, we were going to give out awards. We may work on that later. One of our proposed awards, if a supervillain, in this case the Kingpin, had your wife held hostage between these two, which quarterback would you want to throw the touchdown that would save her life? So, Joe Flacco, Aaron Rodgers. Who you got?
You're really asking me that question.
Okay.
And you mispronounced his name. It's Josephine Flacco.
I was doing the short version. It wasn't J-O-E, it was J-O.
Okay. Well, see, this is the thing about Josephine Flacco. Warranted, do I need to say anything about Aaron Rodgers?
No, not important.
All right. Josephine Flacco, his agent really came out and was talking about getting, top 5 quarterback money. You know what? I wouldn't even re-sign you, Josephine. All right, moving on. Easy one.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
It's not much of a debate. Aaron Rodgers over Joe Flacco all day. If I had my choice, whatever. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
He's going to ask for top 5 money, but he's on our board, the 16th ranked quarterback rating in the league. Yeah, that even
actually,
top 5.
What's worse is it was even further down because we kicked certain people off who were higher than him, including Cam Newton, Kevin Cobb, and Carson Palmer.
Yeah, good luck with that contract, buddy.
Okay. Next, number 2 versus number 15, Drew Brees versus Matt Hasselbeck. Now, Drew Brees is in a contract year, too. But that doesn't matter to this argument.
All right. I don't have anything against Matt Hasselbeck.
I do.
All right, well, what you take it, then, if you got something against the guy?
It's tails and we're going to win.
Just to jog everyone's memory, it was the playoff game and they were...
Was it the Super Bowl?
No, it wasn't the Super Bowl. It was a playoff game. It was in overtime. They was doing a coin flip. They asked Matt Hasselbeck, what's the call? for the fact that he chose tails.
He may have said heads.
I guess it doesn't matter. But the fact that he did come out and guarantee one, and then he went out and threw an interception.
Lost again.
I mean, that was like, oops. You know, and also his wife is pretty annoying too.
That's not his wife. That's his brother's wife. That's Tim's wife.
Tim Hasselbeck, man, it's the same person.
There we go.
Like, if you seen one of them, if you seen both of them out in the street, would you be able to tell them apart?
Nah,
they're the same person then. And anyway, yeah, Matt Hasselbeck loses. Mike crossed it out already. So I told you, his first round is going to go quick.
Yeah, the first round is going to go quick. I don't think there's much argument between Breeze and Matt Hasselbeck. He's taking Drew Breeze,
yeah, exactly.
Even though he fluffs up his numbers by throwing when it's not necessary.
Here we go. It was necessary.
Yeah, whatever.
You know what? You lost the fantasy by, everyone wait for it, 2 points.
Oh, shut up. Oh, here comes a good one. Brady versus Michael Vick.
Well, let's see what, let's look at this from a non-biased perspective.
We're getting a little non-biased the further down this list we go.
Yeah, Brady. Okay, what's the next matchup? No, but seriously, God.
Yes, because it's like, as Eagles fans, we're not allowed to be unbiased. We have to say Michael Vick, even though neither one of us are going to say Michael Vick, because we know better than most Eagles fans know. Ooh, now this is perfect.
Yeah, but, now you're looking ahead here.
Yeah, but, yeah.
But, yeah, Michael Vick, no.
He's not consistent, and he's never been. And I appreciate the year he had when we were touring the country going to Eagles games. And It was a great year.
And you know what? About Michael Vick, I still got faith in him. I mean, I have no choice to at this point with this contract. I still got faith in him. He'll be a good quarterback. But just in this round of 16 that we're doing, he's a bad matchup. He doesn't compare to Brady. Brady, we're talking about top five quarterbacks of all time. Vic, top five maybe redemption stories or top five most hated people of all time. You know, it's like you go Satan, Hitler, Saddam, and some people would put Vic after them.
Now, you can definitely make an argument for top five athletes in the NFL because he when he was – you know, his rookie year and on, you know, before going to jail, I mean, he was phenomenal on the field. I mean, just playing. But as far as a quarterback goes, he's heads and shoulders above Tim Tebow. But he's not, you know.
Had to take a shot at God, didn't you?
Sure, why not? He's just not there. Like, he has an arm, a killer arm. Like, I always joke, he could throw a ball through a barn wall, but he wouldn't hit the right barn. So, I mean, I gotta agree. It's not nothing personal against Mike Vick. In the right system.
Yes, it is, dog lover.
Whatever. In the right system, you know, I always say a quarterback can shine, and can flourish. But in this, yeah, he's not making it out of this one. Not Tom Brady versus Michael Vick, no.
Yeah, it's
a million
it's,
times, no.
Yeah, and you know what? Maybe next season when we do this, maybe he'll have a better season, get a better matchup. But
no.
Against Brady,
it's mind you, not like I said, this is going against quarterback ratings, and Michael Vick was 14th on his list. I think that was just above Cam Newton.
Yeah, so. It's you know, and Vick had a bad season by any stretch of the imagination, and everybody should know that's listening, and of course we know because we watched him. I mean it. You know, maybe in the future, that might cause us to be jaded in our evaluation of him, but against Brady, it's not even a fair matchup. Yeah.
Here's an interesting one, and I got a bad feeling we're looking at an upset right here. Number 4, Tony Romo versus number 13, Jay Cutler.
Fine.
And you really don't like either one of them.
I really don't like either one. Tony Romo, and this is to you, Victor. He plays 3 good quarters. He is the LeBron James of football. You know, when you ask him...
Would you say he's that good?
Yeah, he's not, actually. He's not even that good. But he's like, you ask him for a dollar, and he responds, I only have 3 quarters. Ask him for change for a dollar, he responds, I
got you.
Only have 3 quarters. But... I mean, he
get the rim shot queued up.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, that was a bad rim shot one, too. But Tony Romo, I hate him because he plays for the Cowboys, but looking at it objectively, he still stinks. I mean, you know, and I'm actually, and Cutler showed me something this year. You know why? Because after that last playoff game where they lost last season,
and people was trashing,
they was trashing, talking about his toughness and everything like that. And he was really hurt. He went around and had surgery.
Yeah.
Like afterwards, he was legitimately hurt. So the criticism was a little off base. But this year, like any quarterback playing for Mike Martz and is able to survive without an offensive line, you got to give him credit for toughness or whatever. And I'm taking Cutler over Romo. I'm taking Cutler over Romo. That's the upset.
Didn't I say I think we got an upset here on our hands?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I agree with you. I don't like this at all. I like Cutler. I've liked Jay Cutler since he was in Denver. He has a tendency to whine.
Yeah, he's a douche.
Yeah, he is a douche, but he knows what he's doing on the field, and he has a great arm. My only problem with him is, I mean, he tends to get lost in it sometimes. There were a couple of games last year when he was on fire. Like you couldn't say a bad thing about him. But at the same time, he suffers from the offenses. He suffers from the offenses he's in. Mike Martz was trying to get him killed.
Yeah,
I don't understand what a running back like Matt Forte, not saying they should have ran him into the ground, but there were too many options. There were so many options for him. I mean, granted, the receiving core wasn't great, but Jay Cutler still had a good year. Like I said, he missed half of the season. No, he missed less than half of the season, and they would have made the playoffs had he still been in.
Yeah.
But
yeah, and this is my biggest issue with Tony Romo is that he plays for the Cowboys. No, but seriously.
No, Tony Romo is just not a closer. He's not.
Like, he will, and it's not the fact that he's not a closer. It's not like, he can't hit. Like, I always compare it to basketball because they use closer more with that. It's like, it's not like he hits the game-winning shot. He throws the game-losing turnover.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it's like. He loses you the game or whatever. It was just so many plays. It's just like, what the hell was he thinking at the end of the game? He is the antithesis of your boy, Eli Manning.
Well, here we go.
We haven't even got to him yet.
I can make that argument, but I think we're both going Cutler here.
Yeah, going Cutler. I know we will get an angry email from one Victor Arthur Nunez.
You don't like Tony Romo that much. Don't lie. You don't like Tony Romo. I don't think there are a lot of Cowboy fans that really like him. They just put up with him because he's their quarterback.
Yeah, there's a lady at work who's a Cowboys fan. She's a fraud. She's a nice lady, though, that's a Cowboys fan. And she hates Tony Romo. You know, she switches the R out with the H, but, you know, that's besides the point. You know, but yeah, it's we're going Cutler.
All right. Number five versus number 12. Matthew Stafford versus Matt Moore.
All right. I'm going to make a spirited defense for Matt Moore.
No, we haven't.
I got nothing.
Matt Moore did good with what was given. He showed up. This is the first time in his career he actually played like this.
Well, he did have a stretch in Carolina where he didn't play bad for a few games.
True.
And Matt Moore, I give him credit for proving that he belongs in the league. That's the nicest thing I could say about the guy.
But Matthew Stafford came off an injury and criticism. Like, it was almost undue. Like, he was getting flack for getting hurt. It's like, I understand people get injured. They get injured. You know, you got to question, you know, are they going to be able to, you know, proceed through injury and like that. But it wasn't for lack of trying because Matthew Stafford was hurt and still sitting on the field trying to play. And they had to drag him out of the game. Because I can't trash Matt Moore. But Matt Stafford was phenomenal last year.
But here's a question for you. I give Matt Moore Calvin Johnson.
No.
Are we still talking about Matt Stafford?
Matt Moore had Steve Smith and who else? Who else was there when they were in their prime?
Yeah.
I can't remember. But they were good. They didn't have slackers for receivers.
But it's no Calvin Johnson.
It's not Calvin Johnson.
Yeah, where Calvin Johnson is like, hey, throw it up, I'll catch it.
I don't think that makes the case for Matt Moore winning this round.
I'm not saying that I wouldn't. I'm not going to go Matt Stafford. And let's be honest, Mike. That's your boy. Your boy is Matt. Matt Stafford is your boy. He's always been your boy. For some reason, you like the often injured underdog guys. I like winners. You know, you can have the Matt Staffords of the world. Give me a winner.
I mean, he came out of college good. Yeah, a good college career.
You know what? That doesn't mean anything. Ryan Leaf had a good college career.
It doesn't mean anything, but I just had a good feeling. And it was like, okay, this guy's going to be somebody. And he throws for almost 5,000 yards.
Hey, he had a great season. Don't get me wrong or whatever, but... I mean,
Calvin Johnson didn't have 3,000 receiving yards, so...
Yeah, I mean, but he affected the field in a way that...
I'm not going to argue that at all.
You know, every other person on the field benefited
from
Calvin
Johnson.
Like, if
this was a receiver list...
Yeah.
Calvin Johnson, we wouldn't even be having a conversation with Calvin Johnson.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, I'm not saying I would take Moore over Stafford,
it's worth the conversation.
Yeah, my caution about Stafford, my hesitance about Stafford is, will he stay healthy for another year? He stayed healthy for 1 year. I mean,
it's a good point. Yeah, I see where you're going, but...
Yeah, you know. All right. Who we got next?
It's starting to get good. Matt Schaub versus Phillip Rivers.
Now, I'm going to let you start this one. Who would you take?
That sounded like a tap out to me. Sound like you quit early. Oh, man. See, Matt Schaub, I like him. I liked him when he was backing up Michael Vick in Atlanta. He's one of those accurate quarterbacks that I'm not concerned with, you know, them taking over the game themselves. You don't need him to.
Right.
He's one of those players where I say, a quarterback can be a role player. This is his role. Dump it to, you know, your number one guy. Let them do all the work. Phillip Rivers. Like, I almost wish the Phillip Rivers, Eli Manning situation didn't play out the way it did, just so I could see how each of them would have maneuvered in their own situations. Because Phillip Rivers has North Turner. I just can't for the life of me figure out how North Turner remains in the league. Like, the Chargers went from Marty Schottenheimer winning, like having winning records every year, getting deep in the playoffs and losing, to saying, you know what, retired this Marty, we need a winner. North Turner. What? He's not a winner. He's never been a winner.
All right, so for the listeners, to sum up Mike's argument, I want you to take a piece of paper and draw a circle. Because that's all he just did, which is walk around in a circle.
I did kind of dance around it. This is a tough one. There's just so many pieces for both of them that come into play. I don't know if you can have Matt Schaub as a success without Andre Johnson and Arian Foster. And all the other running backs they've shuffled in there over the last couple years. However, Andre Johnson did get hurt. Arian Foster was hurt. Matt Schaub still had a pretty productive year before he got hurt. So,
yeah, indecisiveness is an early sign of menopause, right, Mike?
No, it's not being indecisive. I'm having a good debate with myself because you're offering nothing. because you're afraid to step on this one yourself.
Nah, I'm going to give
because Matt Schaub was your fantasy quarterback.
I'm going to give my valued opinion. He was my fantasy quarterback, but he got injured, and I had to replace him with our next conversation.
About to say Phillip Rivers?
All right, you know what?
Because this one's
you're not having a baby. Just pick a quarterback.
This is a tough one. Matt Schaub versus Phillip Rivers. Who would I take?
For 25 cents a day, we can get Mike's ovaries removed for him to make a decision because he's acting like a real girl right now.
That was offensive shit. Is somebody going to catch us on it?
Who was it offensive to?
We got a couple women that listen.
They don't count. No, just joking, ladies. Keep listening. 2 Points Podcast @gmail.com.
Oh, man. I got to take Rivers. I have to take Rivers. He has a better arm. He's a little indecisive
at times.
Did you
say you're crying a river or you're taking Rivers?
Taking Rivers.
Okay.
Over Matt Shaw. He just has more talent at the position.
Well, I'm going to present some counter-arguments for you here.
You can't do that now. I made a lot of counter-arguments for myself. But go ahead. Who are you taking?
It's 2 points. It's not your 2 points. It's one point from you.
Should have been making a point while I was trying to figure it out myself.
Sometimes you got to let a little girl become a man.
Whatever.
But this is my thing about Rivers, is that regardless of the coach, you know, warranted, I hate North Turner. I think he's horrible. He's thrown to Antonio Gates, who one of the three best tight ends in the league. Would you agree, Mike?
Definitely.
He's thrown to Vincent Jackson, who is a little bit of a head case, a little bit of a nut case, but ultra talented. When he had LaDainian Tomlinson, you know, in his prime or whatever, he was pretty good. You know, they've had stat teams.
Yeah.
And you know what? They consistently lose. Like, sure, I want to put everything on North Turner, but I can't. So what is it? And Philip Rivers, he's one of those guys. He's actually, if I could compare him to someone, he is a better version of Jeff George.
That was low. That was low.
Was a low blow?
That was low.
Well, because this is my thing is, with Jeff George, he had all the talent in the world, but he was just a horrible leader. And that's my thing is with Philip Rivers. Because even in the game, you see Philip Rivers barking on the sidelines, you know, complaining about something or whatever. I just think his energy just affects the team negatively.
I can see that. So that means you're taking Shaw?
Not exactly. I never said that.
Are you going to effectively make all the same arguments I just made, just in a different way, and then pick Rivers?
No, I'm not. I'm taking Schaub. I'm not the biggest fan of Schaub either. I think, you know.
Just to disagree with me.
Yeah, I'm not the biggest fan of Schaub myself or whatever, but if I wanted to start a team and I needed the quarterback to lead my team, I got more faith in Matt Schaub as a leader than Philip Rivers. Because I don't know if Matt Schaub can lead me to the promised land, but I'm pretty sure he won't lead me to the opposite of the promised land where you're depressed. People in San Diego, I mean, I know they're not hardcore football fans, but you got to be depressing looking at your team like, we're so talented, but we never win. And yeah, you can leave some of the blame at North Turner's feet, but you got to leave some at Philip Rivers' feet too. And I think a large part, because he's on the field. He makes the plays. He leads the team.
All right, this is my favorite North Turner play. It's from last season when they still had Darren Sproles. It's 4th and 1. This play meant their season. Like, they could convert this, they could still drive, still get in the playoffs. Maybe. I can't remember if that was exactly the scenario. That's how I'm painting the picture, because it mattered that much. 4th and 1. They decide they're going to do a running play. They run a toss to Darren Sproles. Who called that play? 4th and 1.
Well, all right, in defense of that.
In fact, it wasn't even a toss. It was a straight handoff to Darren Sproles up the middle.
In defense of that.
5-5, Darren Sproles.
No one seen it coming.
I'm sure they did. That's why they didn't get that 1 yard. Yeah, this is why I blame North Turner. But obviously, this is one we're not going to agree on. So again, 2pointspodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah,
we need help.
Yeah, pick.
Shaw versus Rivers. Who would you take?
If you agree with Mike, just type in a W. That's an upside down M, Mike. I meant for Mike.
Yeah, whatever.
You know, but, yeah, give us your vote out there and, you know, vote for me. And, you know, break the tie. I know I'm right. Not like a little subliminal messaging there. Who else? Who we got next, Mike?
Probably the best, most competitive on his list. Number 7, Eli Manning versus number 9, Ben Roethlisberger.
All right, I'll go first.
Yeah, you have to.
Yeah, I have to go first because I know where you're going to go with this.
I don't know.
Let's look at the positives and the negatives here. Positive for Eli Manning. He doesn't rape women. That's a positive.
Has no bearing on this.
I think it does. I think if your quarterback's a rapist, you know, it's kind of like,
Yeah, you do kind of have to worry about him not playing in games because he's suspended.
Exactly. Or he's in jail. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
I guess.
Now, outside of that, though, Eli, you know, maybe just recent history will play effect. They have the same number of Super Bowls. But I'm going, not surprisingly, with Eli. And the reason why I'm going with Eli is, one, from a leadership standpoint, you never heard the Giants players, current players, say, yeah, he needs to toughen up, he needs to play, you know, what the hell is he doing, like, have doubt in him. Like, they didn't, you're going to disagree with me, but they didn't win in spite of Eli.
No. You know. No, I'm not going to disagree with you, but go ahead.
Can't believe it.
No, not on that note. I wouldn't, I can't disagree with you there.
And Eli, you know, beat twice the greatest quarterback of our generation in Tom Brady.
It's true.
You know, so, I mean, it's, you look at that, I mean, Ben Roethlisberger does have slightly better stats, but as you've seen, and Roethlisberger has a thing for the theatrics too, but as far as, I mean, Eli's Joe Clutch, you know, you look like you're a deep thought, Mike.
There's a lot of Eli slurping going on here.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. Like, I like Roethlisberger outside of the raping woman part. You know, I don't have a problem with Roethlisberger, you know. There's one issue I have with Roethlisberger is he holds on to the ball too long.
Yeah,
entirely too long. You know, the second thing is, like I said, he's morphing into, from what I understand, he gets married and all of a sudden he's becoming a better leader. I don't know how that happens, but
this year is going to be
like
this year is going to be the measuring year.
I mean, really. Well, interesting though is that with Roethlisberger, like, I mean, not to go off base here, but when you meet your future wife and you've been accused of rape like 3 times. How do you get past that? How does that conversation happen?
I can't picture that conversation.
It's like,
can you imagine the arguments? It's like, you know what? I don't have to be here. I'm just going to go out to the bar with the guys. And then she goes, well, all you're going to do is rape somebody. Go ahead. I get half the money then. So
I mean, like, how? Like, where does that conversation go at? Like, is she just, like, oblivious to it?
No, she's getting her pay.
Like, she got to be a gold digger. She's like, got to be a gold
that's
digger.
That's like the gay guys who marry women just so they don't look gay. Like, he's married, so he looks like a family man.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, like, it's just, I don't understand. Like, what does that come up in the dating conversation?
I mean,
hey, would you like to go out and not get raped? Like,
it's just, I mean, and she knows. Like, when did they meet? Like, all right. So at the absolute worst, if you were dating while he was raping people, you know he was cheating. Like, even if you don't believe he was raping women, you know he was cheating. You have proof. So,
not to make a joke out of this, because this is
it's funny, but
it's a really serious situation. But it's when does that, like, do you bring it up on the first date?
because you're Ben Roethlisberger, she knows.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
As soon as you say Roethlisberger. Sounds familiar.
Yeah.
She can't Google you and not find rape.
Yeah, I know. And then, like, imagine when she took him home to meet her parents.
Yeah, let her dad. Yeah. Her dad's a sports fan. Like, wait a minute. No. You can't go. No.
And then even take this a little bit even further, if we haven't went too far already.
We kind of are going way off
base. You know, you hear about the stories of the couples playing role play. Like, he's like, yeah, I want you to be a lonely woman, and she's going, and I'm going to sneak in the window. She's probably like, I'm not feeling too comfortable with this.
No, just go in the bathroom, and I'm going to come in behind you.
Exactly. You know, act like you're drunk.
Act like you're drunk. It'll be okay.
Yeah, you know, but that's pretty funny. It's not funny, but it's pretty
funny. It's really not funny. It's messed up.
Yeah, but In the day, I'm taking Eli Manning over Roethlisberger.
And surprisingly, I'm also taking Eli Manning over Ben Roethlisberger. It is well known that I hate both quarterbacks. I do. I hate both of them. Not just because they're on the field performance, But because they're both douchebags. I don't care what you say about Eli. Eli's a douche. Eli got drafted and then frowned his face up at the draft and made the little someone stole my toy face and then willed his way into to be a Giants quarterback. They're douchebags. I don't care what you say. They're
both douchebags. Eli's not a douche.
He is. See, look, now I know you're converting. Full on
conversion. Eli is not a douche.
Eli Manning is a douchebag. But anyway,
Eli is a role model.
On the field, you're right. Eli Manning does make some key plays. But like I said before,
some key plays, Mike.
He doesn't close. Like, he's not scoring. Like, at the end of the day, they can get down there. It's like once they get in the red zone, that's like it's kryptonite. Like, it's so few and far in between when they're scoring. It gets crazy.
I think you're kind of shortchanging them on that call. You always say I'm shortchanging. Because you always are shortchanging Eli.
I'm picking him.
Yeah, it was a backhanded slap. It was like a backhanded compliment.
And Roethlisberger, you already know how I feel. He needs to shut up and let the team get back to a running offense and let him make the passes where he needs to make the passes. He's about to lose Hines Ward. So what is he going to do then? Mike Wallace is good. Yeah. Antonio Brown's good. Yeah. But he's not going to be able to do it if they can't get a running game going.
No, speaking of Hines Ward, do you think he's upset over the Lynn sanity?
Shut up.
I mean, like, he's been doing this forever. And it was no Ward in Ward sanity.
What's he, Samoan? Hawaiian?
No, he's like Vietnamese.
He's mixed. He's like Tiger Woods.
No.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
Yes, it is.
You know full well it's not the same.
Now, if you look at, you know, all right, yeah, I guess I am going to be a little racist here. If you look at skin color, Hines Ward's skin color is closer to a man of Asian descent versus a man of
maybe
African-American descent.
Thailand, Cambodia, they're darker.
That's Asian. It's Asian.
Still, but that's not the point of it all. You know, America doesn't count your race unless they can blatantly tell what your race is when they see you.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, that's it. It's like, people used to argue for days, you know, Mariah Carey's half black. No, she's not. Look at her. That would be the argument. So,
yeah. Wow. I mean, Mariah Carey is bust out. We bust out a Mariah Carey reference.
I'm just using that as the example. That's how America looks at race. If we can look at you and tell what you are, that's what you are.
Stay tuned next week for Mike's fashion advice.
Yeah, whatever. Made me tell everybody what you are. Anyway.
A jackass. Everyone knows that.
And finally, and I'm going to have to redo these brackets because I don't like the way they're matching up in the second round.
You can't redo the brackets.
No. We can redo it in the sense that, you know, not region them, but just because 1 and 2 won in the first round don't mean they should play in the next round. You know what I'm saying? It should be on the other ends. That's what I'm saying. Final one, Matt Ryan versus Alex Smith.
I
know where you're going with this.
Well, let me just say this. Matt Ryan, I think, is severely overrated. You know, that guy is like, he's like, wants to be Peyton Manning so bad, and he's not. You know what? He is like Peyton Manning. He plays like he has an injured neck.
Especially.
Matt Ryan's just like, he calls his plays at the line, he gets all this credit, blah, blah, blah. He won a whole bunch of regular season games. And the playoffs, he shits his pants. He doesn't do anything for you.
You know, just because I cursed once don't mean we just going to break all the rules. Now I'm just playing.
We're going to bust out George Carlin's 7 words, blah, 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 blah. Whatever the name of that is.
Look, I slipped.
Yeah, I didn't slip. But Matt Ryan, not a huge fan of. But then again, he's up against Alex Smith. And Warren said, I'm calling him Alex Smith, but that's about it. Like, I can't, like, it's funny. You know how you could tell that Alex Smith is not a great quarterback? When you have to caddy for your coach to keep your job. His coach played in the, the Pro-Am at Pebble Beach. Which, for all the non-golf fans, that stands for the Pro-Am is Professional Amateur Pairing. Harbaugh, you know, was playing golf. Alex Smith was like, you know what, coach, I want to stay with the team, so I'll be your caddy. You know, it was like, come on. You know, like, you're going to be your caddy to keep your job. Well, what else is he doing? Is he mowing his lawn? Is he washing his dishes? Is he taking his kids to school for him? Just anything to keep the job as quarterback? You know, so I begrudgingly have to take Matt Ryan.
Begrudgingly?
Yeah, because I don't like Matt Ryan either. Matty Ice, which is the BS, most BS nickname out today.
You did say Matt Ryan. I'm taking Matt Ryan over Alex Smith.
Yeah, I'm taking Matt Ryan.
And I like Alex Smith, but he's just not that good. I'm just not. It's not. We're not going to, you know, we're not going to debate that hard over it. Alex Smith is good. Defended him.
Yeah, you just a couple of weeks ago.
I can defend him for days. Like I can, because he's. This is another one of those situations where I talk about the system and quarterbacks as role players. You know, they don't have to be the superstar of the team. They don't have to always get all the credit and all the praise. I don't think Alex Smith deserves all the praise. I think he had a solid year. Granted, it was only 17 touchdowns to 5 interceptions, but I think he had a solid year. I think he didn't throw games away like he was prone to do. I think he did his job. So I think he did. Most of the other people, we can agree, they're above and beyond. Like, they're not average. Like, I'd say Alex Smith is an average quarterback. I mean, he has an average talent level, and he's smart enough to know not to lose the game for them. At least that's what it seems like he learned. And they've gone to a system where they don't need to rely on him to do but so much.
I think you officially took my title as King Flip Flopper.
No, I'm not flip flopping. This is a different situation. Yeah. I can speak in favor of him forever. But between him and Matt Ryan, yeah, Matt Ryan got a lot of wins under his belt, but they hasn't gotten him anywhere. I mean, it can be argued they haven't always had the best receivers. They definitely haven't always had the best defense. But ignoring Matty Ice, he just has more talent. He's just more talented than Alex Smith. I can't argue. So, like, I would take, like, if I had a pick and those were the last two quarterbacks on the board, I would take Matt Ryan over Alex Smith. Not just because of stats. Because, I mean, he's a better quarterback. That's just really it. It's not... I'm not going to trash either one of them, really. I mean, he's just a better quarterback.
Now, in summary, that's the first round, pretty much. So, what is the two that we disagree on that we
it was only Shaub and Rivers.
Everything Shaub else, and Rivers was the ones was the that, only one we disagreed on?
The only one we disagreed on.
Can't believe it. That's interesting. That's, you know, that's, I might just flip my picks just to disagree with you. But then again, I'm not a flip-flopper such as yourself. So, yeah,
whatever.
You know. But, yeah, so Shaub or Rivers, who would you take? 2 points podcast at gmail.com. You know, that's the number 2 points podcast at gmail.com. Want to hear from you about, you know, that decision. And also, about any other matchup you feel like we were off on. Like the, I know we'll get an email about the, or at least a text message about the Romo Cutler one. But, you know, I mean, Romo blew his load when he decided to marry just some normal chick when he bagged Carrie Underwood. I mean, I'm not a country fan, but she's fine. and you know, Mike, since we're gonna make changes on the fly here. We were gonna talk about free agents and the combine, but I didn't think this was gonna take that long. This first
it
round,
didn't. And I need to get these brackets together so that I can. You know what? That's what I'm going to do. We're going to get the brackets together. We're going to post them around. We're going to, you know, in the places where people know where to look for them. I'm going to try to put one on the Podomatic page. I'm working on a page because Christian Adamus would like to write articles.
Yes, I do
so
everything.
We're going to put the actual brackets up somewhere. So, because I need to get this right so the matchups will be right. And like I said, we'd appreciate the feedback. And
now, just a couple other things we got to talk about. And Mike is a hardcore football fan. You know, he's a hardcore football fan. He's, I'll say, a general sports fan. The difference is I'm a sports fan. Like, I just like watching everything to sports. Like, I could watch, you know, kickboxing of two chimps. You know, long as someone wins and someone loses or whatever, I can watch it, whatever. Mike, his basketball and baseball, well, he knows basketball, more basketball. Baseball, he doesn't respect baseball players. He believes that.
I don't respect most baseball players.
Who do you respect that's a baseball player?
Pitchers.
Pitchers. Can you name me a pitcher that you respect?
Cliff Lee.
Did you just name Cliff Lee because he's the most publicized Philly?
Sure, yeah. Why not?
So, but Roy Halladay. We're going to call this the beta part of our podcast.
No, I can name some others. They just, their names aren't on the tip of my tongue right now. There are a lot. I like, you know, it might be boring to watch, but you know, pitchers are pretty much the best athletes on the entire baseball field.
Why are
starting pitchers?
Starting pitchers. So starting relief pitchers aren't.
Relief pitchers aren't athletes at all.
They're,
especially not the guys, we talked about this, not the guys who come in for one pitch. Granted, it takes a skill level and, you know, patience and mental toughness and all that. You're not an athlete.
So what about an outfielder?
In a game where the pitcher's doing really well, they might as well grab a beer. Just grab a beer and sit out there. Baseball is the only sport in America where the players can, if it wasn't going to be frowned upon, they could grab a beer or a hot dog and things like that and just sit back and relax.
Interesting enough that you mentioned that, and you probably did this by accident, but there was a controversy last season
about
the
Red Sox. Yeah, I know.
Oh, okay.
I know right, about so, that. No, I know about
you
that.
Didn't know
but that's
that.
Not why I brought it up, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's funny that you brought it up like that. But, I can't say enough, and I'll just let other people try to get through to them about baseball.
Look,
about
I'm
the
not
going to
trash the whole sport of baseball.
Why not? You just trashed it. You said everybody is not an athlete except the pitcher.
It's hard to classify them as athletes when you see
is a golfer an athlete?
Nadal and
Federer
going for like 16 hours playing a tennis match.
It's a different type of athlete.
Yeah, athlete.
It's a different type of athlete.
It's a different type of athlete.
They're both right. Athletes.
Right. Aside from hitting a 98-mile-an-hour fastball, do you really believe it's outside the realm of possibilities? Completely far-fetched if you got picked up by a baseball team.
Yes.
It's not that far-fetched. It's really
yes, it
not.
Is.
It's not.
We need a challenge out there. We need someone who I don't think no one listens to. Anyone who just plays baseball.
We can get a softball game going. It's not the same. Softball is not the same. I'll acknowledge that. But, I mean, I'm not, like I said, I'm not trashing the whole sport.
You are trashing the whole sport.
I'm not trashing the whole sport. I like baseball. I'll play a baseball game in a heartbeat. It's too long. 162 games is ridiculous. What do you need 162 games for?
See, the thing is, where you're kind of stuck at is that you look at football, which is your thing, your favorite thing in the world. You know, and it's my favorite thing too. But you can't compare the
I'm
two
not,
at all.
I'm not
See,
really
but
comparing.
You're doing it subconsciously where you're approaching this like, okay, baseball, every game should count. Well, it's not like that in baseball. Well, every game does technically count,
but it doesn't really count.
Yeah, exactly. So
it's like you can lose five games and like, we'll get it on the next series.
Exactly. It's just one of those things. Like, if you approach it coming from a pure football perspective, you're going to trash it and say they're not athletes.
I said, I'm not trashing it.
What do you mean you're not trashing it? You called them non-athletes.
I said, most of them aren't.
Are figure skaters athletes?
Figure skaters do more than the baseball
player.
They do.
You're giving figure skaters. You're considering
they do more than the baseball
player. Oh, my God.
See, I wouldn't have a problem with baseball if they acknowledged the lack of physical. The lack of physicality was acknowledged. Like I said, I wouldn't even have a problem with like an outfielder sitting there with his glasses on, popping back a beer, and then dropping it to go chase down a ball. And like, all right, like, yeah, that was a great play.
Was it?
I'm okay
it was
with
an
that.
Athlete though, right?
It
would be an athlete.
Yeah, when they jump up the wall and everything,
so
great.
If they drink beer and then go catch a fly ball, they're an athlete.
It's a leisure sport. Oh, it's a leisure sport.
You probably don't remember this, but Aaron Rowan, like when he was with the Phillies, ran through a wall to catch a ball and broke his nose.
Yeah. Perfect. It's great. It's a great
so,
play.
So you got to break your nose.
No, you don't have to break your nose, but...
Oh, no. You have to drink a beer,
run
into a wall, break a nose, catch the ball, and then you're an athlete.
How often in a year does an outfielder actually have to run to catch a ball? Out of 162 games, they do it 20 times?
No. 20. No. They probably at least do it twice a game.
Nah. has to be a high-scoring game. And then guess what? They get tired. They get subbed. They don't come back.
Well, the masses out there, please send emails to 2 Points.
Podcast@gmail.com,
trashing Mike on his baseball acumen, that he really needs to pay it to watch the game. It's a thinking man's game. That's the problem, Mike. It's a thinking man's game.
No.
Yeah.
You want to tell me David Ortiz thinks about something?
Yeah, he
does. No, he doesn't.
Now, why'd you bring up David Ortiz?
He's the first person that popped into my head. I was thinking about all those fat guys who hit home runs. Yeah, I was like, David Ortiz.
You know what his nickname is, right?
Big Poppy.
There you go.
See, I know stuff. Like I said, I have a pop culture knowledge of other sports.
Now, you don't have a pop culture knowledge of baseball. And you're just trashing. You pretty much said you would rank figure skaters more athletic than baseball players.
Yeah. How many home runs do you think Manny Ramirez could hit if he gets to play this year?
I would probably put over under 25.
And guess what he was doing all summer? Swimming with old people.
What do you mean he was swimming with old people?
That's athletic.
What do you mean he was swimming with old people?
You didn't see all on ESPN the specials, his little rehab with the old people in the pool doing all the
little. He was rehabbing. He was rehabbing.
Rehabbing what? His steroid abuse? Come on.
All right, so for the record, Mike hates baseball, doesn't respect the players, and he feels that baseball is a racist sport.
I didn't see me. It is kind of racist. That's not the point. It's not the point. It is kind of racist.
And now we're getting to the crux of the problem.
No, that's not. No.
I feel like Dr. Phil here. I'm really making a breakthrough, ladies and gentlemen. I'm making a breakthrough.
All right, let's get into what you brought up all this for. Not just to bring up that I'll trash baseball players. But it's just really too long. It's just too long. It's too long. I could fall asleep on a baseball game and come back and it's like, oh, it's the third inning. Whew.
We're going to continue this conversation as we continue these podcasts, because I know baseball is going to be part of the conversation. But also, throwing another pop culture reference out to you for another sport, Mike Linsanity. What's your thoughts?
People are racist. Hey, I'm sorry. People are just naturally racist. And they really don't care.
You mean you don't like the Yellow Mamba?
We didn't make that up, by the way.
Yeah, we didn't make that up. Someone had a sign at the Knicks game.
People are just racist. Like, I'm not, you know, a lot of people argue the only reason he's getting this publicity about Floyd Mayweather is because he's Asian. It's just not true. No other player has done what's happened during the span of time he's been a starter. Ever.
See, I think my belief is that, one, he has the sets to back it up.
Yeah.
Two,
granted, he has a lot of turnovers.
Exactly. You know? And the second thing is, though, is that he's on the biggest stage of them all, New York City.
Yeah.
So everything there is getting amplified. If he played for, let's say,
Sacramento.
Yeah, Memphis, you know, I think he would get publicity, but it wouldn't be Linsanity.
No, it sure wouldn't. It wouldn't be. He'd be on the front of, you know, the Memphis Times or whatever it is, but the Memphis Gazette, because it's Memphis. Everybody has the Gazette.
Yeah, right.
But it wouldn't be this at all. Like, New York, being in New York adds, like, a whole other level on top of it. Like, yeah, he's Asian, and he can play basketball. He went to Harvard.
The thing is, it's a good story. And it works on so many levels. He's on the biggest stage of them all. And New York City is like a melting pot for different nationalities. You know, usually New York is probably the most diverse city, you know, in America, or maybe even in the world for that matter.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that also works in his favor. But, yeah, to your point, they are racist, Mike, how they held up a fortune cookie, like, a fortune cookie in the stands or whatever, you know what I mean? Just, it's just gotten crazy or whatever.
Yeah, and I got to give Stephen A. Smith some credit. Because I was watching, what's the one with him and Skip Bayless? First Take?
Yeah, First Take.
And they were talking about the Jeremy Lin thing and the situation with the person who wrote the headline on ESPN.
Right.
The chink in the armor comment, which is completely thoughtless. Like, you When you're in that job,
here's
you
a have question. To be paying attention. Did you laugh?
When I heard about it, yeah, I was like, I can't believe he did it. Like, how did you not know? And Stephen A. Smith was making a case for, you know, basically he was saying the black community has always been so sensitive about certain things being said that we've made it where everything is uncomfortable. And I can kind of agree with him where he was trying to go. Like, I'm only touching on it lightly because I'm not going to quote everything he said. But he was talking about this, and he was saying, you know, it's a shame that somebody had to lose their job over this, because I'm sure that that person didn't intend,
you know,
what it was.
Yeah. That person was pretty much the goat. You know, they were the ones that was killed for pretty much perpetuate. I mean, because there was, like we mentioned, countless other racial examples. Yeah. And I think what also is that we really never talked about Asian culture in this light before.
Yeah.
And the racism towards Asians has not exactly been publicized as much as it doesn't have the history of, racism to black people.
Like it does. It really
does. Yeah, it does.
It has a deep history of...
Yeah, like, I mean, it's... Man. Like, I mean, there was the... and I'm going to get my history facts wrong, and I know someone's going to correct me, but... I remember about something about the San Francisco Gold Rush,
mm-hmm.
where they actually imported Asians
to build the railroads.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it wasn't like, "Hey, we're going to hire you."
No, nah.
It was like you're slaves. Yeah. You know, and you know, it's like, I mean, that's really crazy, and you know, but you know, that's, you know, outside of that though. But yeah, I think people are just like. It's like still kind of like that. It's unknown ground. We're crossing over into unknown ground where we're kind of like, okay, is that acceptable? Like, because it's interesting, like how we know, like when someone, and Mike Missanelli brought this point up on ESPN Radio, where he said that, you know, when we were able to, well, people called this guy Jason Williams white chocolate, and it's seen as like a badge of honor.
Yeah,
you know, someone could construe that as racist. It's like, damn, white chocolate, really? Like, he can't just be white and good, you know? And, you know, but with this, I think it's just kind of unknown ground. But Lawrence, it is unknown, but you got to know Chink is wrong.
You still got to be, like, on your P's and Q's. Like, yeah. You don't say, well, you know.
Yeah, like, to me, like, and I'm not of Asian descent, but Chink is the equivalent of dropping the N-word.
Yeah.
And there's like,
you're just gonna keep saying it.
Yeah, I know, right? I'll call it the. See, you can't call you can't it the C word that, because people and, think and it's
other, something else.
Yeah, exactly. So,
but
then,
no, I was just picking on you because I know what you meant. But
it's kind of funny that I used the racial epithet and then I said N word. Yeah. Like, you know,
it's just that somebody had to. That's my only argument. Yeah. Like, when you do that, there wasn't anybody around, no editor or anything to say, no, you shouldn't do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, somebody had to, before that got posted, everything has a quality check. Even South Park has to go through a quality check before they put it on the air. There's a comedian, Anthony Jeselnik. I posted the joke a while ago, told this long joke about how you saying it's about an Asian woman and or something, and he said something about... she was confused about what she should do. He said, go open the laundromat. And the standards people were like, oh, no, you can't do that. And he was like, okay, what if I said a restaurant? And they were like, no, you can't do that. And he was like, okay, how about build a railroad? They were like, sure, you could do that. That's fine. And he's saying the punchline of this joke is people who get offended by things are effing stupid. So I mean,
because build a railroad is more offensive than. Yeah.
So
yeah,
like I said, there had to be some kind of standards person there.
Yeah,
that said,
not a good idea. Yeah,
not.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
should have been more than one person lost a job, and I missed what who was the ESPN anchor that got suspended? Did he reiterate the headline?
You know, I think I heard Kenny Mayne got suspended, but I don't know the details of
Kenny
it.
Kenny Mayne got suspended?
Yeah, I think it was Kenny Mayne. But I know on Fox Sports, was it, what's the guy's name? Jason Whitlock. Yeah, he got in trouble for posting on Twitter. And it wasn't even funny. He said, you know, some lady is in for the best 1-inch time of her life.
That's messed up.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, like, hurtful. I was like, wow, that like, I didn't even laugh. Like, usually I laugh at, like, almost everything. That just wasn't even funny. I was just like, man, that's just hurtful. Coming at that guy's manhood, you know, and, like, he should really punch you in the face. You know,
I probably would have seen Jason Whitlock out.
Yeah, yeah.
And then been like, your lady ain't have a problem with it.
Yeah.
After leaving his bedroom.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's just like that. That was just like really insensitive and offensive. I don't even think he got suspended, which is just ridiculous.
Well, because I'm sure there's a difference with Twitter. As long as he's not, like, if it's his personal Twitter page, they can't really stop them from saying too much. If he's advertising himself as Yahoo contributor or whatever.
Fox Sports, yeah.
Yeah, then it could be a problem because now he's seen as a representative of the company. So, it's touchy.
That's a whole free speech argument that, let's face it, we're not that smart to get into.
But no, that's why I was... But that's why I was saying it depends on the grounds under which you're doing it.
Right.
Like, Jay Glazer has a Twitter page, and he regularly says whatever he wants. But it's not like Jay Glazer on Fox.
Right, I got what you're saying.
You know,
yeah.
So, like, if you're representing a company, then you have to do it. You have to be a completely different...
Yeah, but then again, I think you represent your company even when you're kind of off the clock. And, for example, when the news... Let's say if, you know, my company I work for, I work for Quest Diagnostics or whatever, Fortune 500 company. If I do something off the clock and it gets publicized, you better believe I'm getting fired.
Depends on what it is.
You know, because most companies have personal conduct policies.
Yeah, that's true too.
You know, so I, there's something to be said about free speech and et cetera like that, but, you know, you got to be conscious of that, you know, I think, you know, but... You know, this is really getting serious, which is something we really don't do. So, I think we talked enough about it. But, looking for feedback. Once again, we said it 50 times, so we're going to say it the 51st time. 2pointspodcast@gmail.com. That's the number 2. So, looking for your feedback. And next week, we will probably get into what we intended on this week, which is the NFL free agency. Pretty much the kickoff of the whole offseason. Anything else we're going to get into, Mike?
No.
No, we'll probably discuss what menopause medication you're taking too.
Yeah, whatever. Okay. We can do the free agent preview.
I mean, Mike, you are holding the pad right now.
It was requested.
Someone really requested this music.
You told me, Todd said we should have something.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, I think we might need to get something a little bit,
I know,
a little
joke.
Bit more exciting.
It was a joke.
Yeah, and you know, the only people who will catch that music is the people over 30.
Yeah.
You know, which is all of our demographic.
Victor would be like, huh?
Yeah, he's probably crying about Romo not getting past Cutler, but, you know, that's besides the point. All right, thanks for tuning in. And we'll catch you next week.
Yeah, we'll be back next week. No breaks. We're going to work on a real schedule. Thanks for listening.
Thanks.